Report: Trump sends tougher Iran proposal back to Tehran, demands stricter nuclear Hormuz terms. By Joshua Klein on May 31, 2026. President Donald Trump has sent an amended peace proposal back to Tehran seeking more explicit commitments surrounding Iran's enriched uranium stockpile, nuclear program, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz after declining Friday to immediately approve a proposed framework agreement during a Situation Room meeting with senior advisors, according to multiple reports published Sunday. Axios first reported Sunday that Trump requested more specific language governing how and when Iran's highly enriched uranium would be transferred, while also seeking revisions to portions of the draft addressing the future reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. CBS News and The New York Times subsequently confirmed the revised proposal, with reports indicating the changes were at least partly intended to pressure Tehran into responding more quickly to the existing framework agreement. The proposed memorandum of understanding would reportedly extend the fragile ceasefire for 60 days while indirect negotiations continue over Iran's nuclear program, sanctions relief, frozen Iranian assets, and maritime security surrounding the strategically vital waterway at the center of the regional standoff. The revised proposal followed roughly 2 hours of consultations on Friday inside the White House Situation Room, where Trump met with senior national security advisors before ultimately declining to immediately approve the framework agreement. A White House official said afterward that Trump will only make a deal that is good for America, satisfies his red lines, and makes sure Iran can never possess a nuclear weapon. According to Axios, Trump specifically requested additional clarity surrounding the handling of Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. It's more specifics about how the U.S. gets the material and the timing, a senior administration official told the outlet. The same report said Trump also requested revisions to portions of the draft involving the future status and reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The New York Times separately reported Saturday night that Trump had grown frustrated by the pace of Tehran's responses and was particularly concerned about portions of the proposal reportedly involving sanctions relief and the possible unfreezing of Iranian funds. The outlet further reported that the tougher revisions may have been intended to pressure Tehran into accepting the broader framework already sent to Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, for approval. CBS News similarly reported Sunday that Trump's revisions focused specifically on the removal of highly enriched uranium and provisions tied to the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian officials, meanwhile, publicly insisted Sunday that no final agreement has yet been reached. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Sunday that talks and exchange of messages are ongoing, adding that until a specific result is reached, it is not possible to make a judgment about them. Anything being said right now is speculation and should not be given importance, he added. IRGC-affiliated Tasnim News Agency separately reported Sunday that Tehran intends to submit its own revisions to the latest American proposal. The exchange of texts is continuing, and Iran will naturally apply its own amendments to the text as well. Nothing has been finalized yet, a source told the outlet. The source added that Trump's requested revisions do not mean they had been accepted by Iran, while warning Tehran remained fully prepared if no agreement is reached. Speaking during a Fox News interview that aired Saturday night with Laura Trump, the president signaled he remains willing to continue negotiations but insisted Iran must provide stronger guarantees regarding its nuclear ambitions. "I would rather get a deal, because we can open the strait immediately upon signing. The one guarantee that I have to have is that there will be no nuclear weapons," Trump said. "They've agreed to that," he continued. "If you're going to be in a hurry, you're not going to make a good deal." Trump also said Iran had agreed not only to refrain from developing a nuclear weapon but also from acquiring one externally. "They originally said, 'We will not develop a nuclear weapon,'" Trump said. "I said, 'Well, what happens if you buy a nuclear weapon?' Now it says, 'We will not develop or in any way purchase a military weapon,'" he added. Trump warned that if negotiations fail, the conflict could resume. "Slowly but surely we're getting, I think, what we want," the president said. "And if we don't get what we want, we're going to end it a different way." War Secretary Pete Hegseth similarly warned over the weekend that military action remains on the table if Iran refuses terms acceptable to Trump. "Our stockpiles are more than suited for that," Hegseth said while traveling in Singapore. Hegseth also stressed Saturday that the blockade is very much still in place and that Trump remains laser-focused on securing a great deal. Pakistani mediators continue facilitating indirect negotiations between Washington and Tehran as both sides exchange revised drafts of the proposed framework agreement. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.